Lisa Nichols.
When you focus on lack and scarcity and what you don't have, you fuss about it with your family, you discuss it with your friends, you tell your children that you don't have enough, we don't have enough for that, we can't afford that. Well, guess what? You'll never be able to afford it because you begin to attract more of what you don't have. If you want abundance, if you want prosperity, then focus on abundance. Focus on prosperity.
The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demands on it. Charles Fillmore.
Now that you know the secret, when you see someone who is wealthy, you will know that that person's predominant thoughts are on wealth and not on scarcity, and that they have drawn wealth to them, whether they did it consciously or unconsciously. They focused on thoughts of wealth, and the universe moved people, circumstances, and events to deliver wealth to them. The wealth that they have, you have also. The only difference between you and them is that they thought the thoughts to bring the wealth to them. Your wealth is waiting for you in the invisible, and to bring it into the visible, think wealth.
David Shermer.
When I first understood the secret, I'd get a bunch of bills in the mail. And I thought, how do I turn this around? The law of attraction states that what you focus on, you will get. So I got a bank statement. I whited out the total and I put a new total in there. I put exactly how much I want to see in the bank. So I thought, what if I just visualize checks coming in the mail? So I just visualize a bunch of checks coming in the mail. Within just 1 month, things started to change. And it is amazing. Today, I just get checks in the mail. I get a few bills, but I get more checks than bills.
Since the film The Secret was released, we have received hundreds and hundreds of letters from people who have said that since watching the film, they have received unexpected checks in the mail. And it happened because as they gave their focus and attention to David Shermer's story, they brought checks to themselves. A game I created that helped shift my feelings about my pile of bills was to pretend that the bills were actually checks. I would jump for joy as I opened them and say, "More money for me! Thank you, thank you!" I took each bill, imagined it was a check, and then I added a zero to it in my mind to make it even more. I got a notepad and I wrote at the top of the page, "I have received." And then I would list all the amounts of the bills with an added zero. Next to each amount, I would write, "Thank you," and feel the feelings of gratitude for receiving it, to the point where I had tears in my eyes. Then I would take each bill, which looked very small compared to what I had received, and I would pay it with gratitude. I never opened my bills until I got myself into the feeling that they were checks. If I opened my bills before convincing myself they were checks, my stomach would churn when I opened them. I knew that the emotion of the churning in my stomach was powerfully bringing more bills. I knew I had to erase that feeling and replace it with joyful feelings so I could bring more money into my life. In the face of a pile of bills, that game worked for me and it changed my life. There are so many games you can create, and you'll know what works best for you by the way you feel inside. When you make believe, the results come fast.